You're with SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, ketika orang tua terlibat dalam sekolah dan pendidikan anak-anak mereka, itu memiliki efek positif pada nilai mereka, kehadiran mereka, dan kesejahteraan mereka secara umum. Namun orang tua yang baru datang ke Australia mungkin tidak terlalu tahu bagaimana cara memulainya. Berikut ini penjelasan para ahli mengenai dan bagaimana cara terlibat dalam sekolah anak-anak Anda yang disusun oleh Audrey Burge. Rebecca Malek tiba di Australia dari Sudan Selatan lebih dari 10 tahun yang lalu. Ia memiliki 4 anak, 2 di sekolah menengah dan 2 di sekolah dasar. Selama bertahun-tahun, ia telah mengambil kesempatan untuk bertemu dengan para guru, menjadi relawan dalam perjalanan sekolah, dan terlibat dalam kegiatan sekolah lainnya. Ia juga mendaftarkan anak-anaknya di klub pekerjaan rumah dan mendorong orang tua lain untuk melakukan hal yang sama.
If you are involved yourself, they know you are there for them, so they can do what they want to do. Because if your child see you are involved in the education, they see, oh, my mom or my dad are supporting me to do this one, so the child will have strength to do that work.
Shelley Hill, Presiden Dewan Orang Tua Australia, sama seperti Rebecca. Ia mengatakan bahwa keterlibatan dalam sekolah anak-anak Anda tidak hanya bermanfaat bagi mereka, namun juga bagi Anda sendiri.
Because it has a really big impact on their academic outcomes. And of course, being involved in your child's school, which means going into the school, has a positive impact on their well-being and their feeling of safety. And of course, it can help parents too. It can help to form new friendships, understand how the education system works here in Australia, and see how your child is going and is fitting in, and so that you can ask questions at home.
Beberapa orang tua mungkin tidak yakin apakah partisipasi mereka disambut baik karena tidak demikian halnya di setiap negara. Namun Shelley Hill yakin akan hal itu.
In Australia, schools and teachers are really welcoming of parents. They really want to get to know your family and your child so that they can work well with them and together with you in a good partnership. It's something that's really strong here in Australian schools.
Lauren Arlen adalah petugas proyek pendidikan di Center for Multicultural Youth. Ia mengatakan bahwa langkah pertama adalah hadir untuk anak Anda di rumah.
So things like asking the children questions every day about what they've learned, what they've enjoyed, or what they can remember from that school day. Making time to sit down with the children, even just to look at their school books and homework. Showing interest and encouragement to their children about what they've achieved. Supporting their child to find a quiet space to complete homework is also really useful. We all know that may not be possible in some home environments, maybe too crowded, too small, too noisy. So it's a good time to try and seek out other resources in the community, so the school library or a local library as well. Homework or study support clubs or family learning clubs can be a really, really fantastic resource.
Ia juga mengatakan bahwa tidak apa-apa jika Anda tidak dapat membantu dengan segala sesuatu atau berjuang dengan bahasa Inggris Anda. Penting untuk mendorong anak-anak mempertahankan bahasa pertama mereka.
Reading and sharing stories with their children is extremely valuable, and this does not have to be in English for it to be beneficial. They can be reading books in their own home language, they can be just telling stories from their own cultures, even picking up a book that has English language and just discussing pictures, what's happening, making predictions is all really supporting their child's education.
Beberapa orang tua migran mungkin berpikir bahwa bahasa adalah penghalang ketika datang untuk mengambil langkah berikutnya dan terlibat dalam sekolah anak-anak mereka. Namun, Lauren Ireland mengatakan, sekolah anak Anda dapat menyediakan penerjemah.
The school's responsibility to support them and to give them information and support where they need it. And just a reminder that parents are able to contact school staff, office staff, welfare staff at any time, request an interpreter and explain what they're having difficulty with.
Kontak pertama dengan sekolah anak-anak Anda seringkali adalah pertemuan orang tua dan guru.
Attending parent-teacher interviews and requesting an interpreter in advance is a great way, I guess, to find out where their child's at with their education. They can ask the teacher questions if there's extra things they can be doing at home, and just to gauge, I guess, maybe the areas that they need to improve on. And at least, even if they're not able to help with those areas, they can at least be discussing them with their child.
Shelley Hill juga merekomendasikan untuk menghadiri pertemuan orang tua guru. Ia juga menjelaskan ada beberapa cara lain untuk terlibat dalam sekolah anak-anak Anda.
The best thing you can do is to try and go into a school with your partner or a friend, as somebody who can support you through that. There are many ways that schools have that you can be part of the school community. You can attend the parent-teacher nights. There are lots of school assemblies. All schools show off what their children are doing, and so you can get an insight into what schools are doing. Often you can help in the canteen, or you can volunteer in a classroom.
Meskipun kadang-kadang itu bisa menimbulkan perasaan takut, namun penting untuk mengambil langkah pertama. Hadirilah pertemuan orang tua dan guru dan pertemuan lainnya, atau hubungilah sekolah anak Anda untuk mengetahui bagaimana Anda bisa terlibat. Para guru dan staf sekolah ingin Anda terlibat dan selalu siap untuk membantu Anda.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.